brightly shining to illuminate Scorpio's darkness for us. The full moon finds stability in the energies of Taurus. Transformation, revelation, and deep truth can all be gifts. If you're willing to see the endings that may be on the other side of this lunar eclipse. Are you ready to make a genuine, intentional change? Welcome to the Magic is Messy podcast. Sisters and misters, witches and wizards, all my freaks and geeks and magical peeps, to all of my folks, welcome back to the Magic is Messy podcast. My name is Kitty, and as always, you are awesome for joining me on these airwaves. Before I get into the thick of it, I would love to take this opportunity to thank you seriously for your support, for your subscribes, for sharing these airwaves with your peeps, for following me on social media at Magic is Messy, for becoming a part of the community, and for really just plugging in to this energy. I truly want to thank you for supporting my heart space. So thanks for being here. Boom shakalaka shaka khan. Let's dive right into what's going on in the cosmos. If you're ready, I'm ready. Freddy, spaghetti, let's do it. We are smack diggity dab in the middle of eclipse season. We just had our solar eclipse, and now we're moving into a full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Taurus. This lunar eclipse is actually the third and final lunar eclipse in this series. The first one we had was back in November of 2021. So I'd like you to just take a moment and think back to what was it that you were creating? What was it that you were changing? What was it that you were working on transforming? Because this is kind of like the graduation, the culmination, the be-all, end-all, got it done, honey bun, all of that jazz. Cha-cha-cha. So what were you doing back in November 2021? Because then we had another one in November of 2022. And now this third and final lunar eclipse in Taurus is coming at us right before the veil is at its most thin, before the harvest festival of Samhain. So emotions are going to be running high. Lunar eclipses are kind of chaotic, kind of crazy, but it feels all right. Because this chaotic energy is it, okay, so most full moons, all full moons, boom shakalaka, full moons are all about culmination, release, and celebrating what it is that you've brought to fruition. They are also about illuminating what it is we desire to eliminate from our lives. When you pair that energy with a lunar eclipse, things are going to drastically end. Transformations are going to happen, things are going to become crystal clear, and you might have some major moments of clarity. Major clarity. That's the best way I can put it, is you're seeing things differently than maybe you ever have before. And again, with lunar eclipses, things can end drastically. Things that you may not even have guessed were on their way out the door, don't you know? But emotions are going to come to the surface. That's one thing about lunar eclipses, because the Earth is sandwiched in between the moon and the sun. And what's going on is the Earth's shadow is being projected onto the moon, which causes this eclipse. So this shadow is kind of like the closing of a door and the opening of a new one, right? And think about the death card. Think about Scorpio season. We are in the middle of Scorpio season. And Scorpio is all about the energy of death, letting things die, letting things go, let it go, so you can usher in the energy of rebirth. You have to allow things to die. You have to release them. You have to let them go completely, totally. See you later, sucker, before you can invite the energy of the universe to bring in what is best meant for you or what has been waiting for you on the other side. Break on through to the other side. So thinking about all of what's bubbling up to the top, I want you to think about, emotions are going to be rising to the surface for certain. especially as we shake things up and pull back the curtain. Because that's what we're doing right now, is shaking it up, Buttercup. And that's what I love about eclipses, is all of the bubbles. Things are going to be bubbly, baby. They're going to be bubbling up to the surface so that you can deal with them. You can realize them. You can look at them and move through them and work through those emotions. Work through what's coming up for you. I want you to think about champagne, right? When champagne gets super bubbly, or I don't know if you've ever seen those videos where people take the knife and try to pop the cork off the champagne and then it just fucking explodes everywhere. That's exactly what a lunar eclipse is. All of those bubbles are going to explode everywhere, like a champagne supernova in the sky. Because that's what we're dealing with, is that energy of bubbles coming to the top. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble for every witch, wizard and muggle, right? And that's okay. Use that chaotic energy. Use this ending, this graduation, this vibration of completion. And as we're at the end of this series, stand in the power of what you've done, what you've created, what you've let go, and finally release it for good. So we're simmering in the middle of Scorpio sun season, right? We have the stable energies of Taurus, the strong sensual vibrations of the bull to ground us during this emotional eclipse. And if you look at the opposition, right, full moons are opposing energies on the zodiac. Taurus opposes Scorpio on the zodiac wheel. And as we are getting to play with these energies, when we get to, you know, simmer in these opposing signs, when we're mixing them with a lunar eclipse, it becomes much more bold and brash and badass. And that's cool, right? Plug into that power. When the Earth is sandwiching itself between the sun and the moon to cast that super sweet shadow and major transformation shadow, P.S., we get to say, see you later, sucka, and sayonara to old, outdated, musty, crusty, moldy beliefs about money, honey. Money. Because Taurus is the sign of financial stability. Taurus is the second house of possessions, of the material world, of our tangible sensuality. And now's a really good time to look at your beliefs and patterns and habits about your financial mindset. Maybe it's a scarcity lack mindset. No judge, Judy. No judging. Definitely a great time to pull up those subconscious beliefs about money, about finances, about prosperity, about poverty, to let them go and GTFO. We have to let them die. We have to let them crumble to the ground, right? The tower. Destruction brings creation. So then we can usher in new excitement and expansion and vibrant energy, so that new things can be reborn in their place. New seeds can be sown so that you can grow within that. And that's cool, because with this lunar eclipse, you have an end scene. You have a plot twist. You have so many opportunities to say goodbye to what it is that you no longer want to usher forward into the new version, or after this eclipse, after this final graduation, what are you finally releasing for good in your money mind matters? Yeah? Check me out. Taurus is ruled by the planet of Venus. Also, potentially you might know it as Aphrodite. And this is the sign of love and luxury and loyalty. The sign of financial stability. What it is that you are putting out, what it is that you are making happen in your tangible material world, because you are a material girl in a material world. Material, I'm a material girl. On this vibration is also the side of comfort. As I mentioned, sensuality, being in the present moment. And sensuality does reign supreme. What you can taste, what you can see, what you can touch, what you can hear, right? The bull is all about grazing and the good life, baby. So on top of that, it's also about what you desire and what you devour, within reason, because bulls, Taurians, Tauruses, Tauri, Toriuses can actually be a bit overindulgent at times. So watch out for that during this eclipse season. Watch out for that during this full moon, that you're watching that overindulgence. And also check your money. Where are you spending it? Where is your energetic exchange being output the most? Right? Sometimes maybe doing a little budgeting or pulling back on where we're spending. Or if you don't spend a lot, maybe indulging a little bit and spending some cash, dinero, cheddar, queso on yourself, because you deserve that, right? It's kind of like the pendulum is going to swing during this lunar eclipse. Whatever you have been ignoring, whatever you have been suppressing, whatever emotions you have been shoving down into your subconscious are going to come to the top, so that you can finally look at them, deal with them, be with them, simmer with them, and move through them. And that's a beautiful opportunity. A lot of times I hear lunar eclipses being a super powerful energy to finally release things that have been holding us back. Jack, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. So when Scorpio and Taurus, being as that they are opposing, when Scorpio and Taurus do the dance, why should you wait any longer? Right, think about, okay, Prince. Thank you, Prince, more please. When you think about the song Cream, if you've ever heard the song Cream by Prince off the Diamonds and Pearls album, if you've ever heard the song Cream, Prince is actually singing that song to himself as he's looking in the mirror. Go and look up the lyrics if you want to, right? You're so good, baby, there ain't nobody better. So you should never ever go by the letter. What he's trying to say is cream always rises to the top. And if we're speaking to ourselves in that respect, right? If we're looking at how much we are worthy of what we desire, what do we think and feel and know about what we deserve? What do we think about poverty and prosperity, and what lack mindset loops are stuck on repeat? Because this is the time to get rid of them, right? Those are the shadows that Scorpio and Taurus get to bring to light. Scorpio is our subconscious feel space, right? The deep, the dark, the dingy, the dusty, crusty, musty, right? The grunge of what we have in our subconscious self. Whereas Taurus is like the tangible feels, what we see on the outside of ourselves. Right? So that's where the opposition can come together. Come together right now. I'm in a singing mood today, so I hope you're down with it. Because what I know to be true, here we go. Write this down. What I know to be true is what you believe is what you see. By the power of three, I mote it be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So thinking about what you believe is really a part of this lunar eclipse, and releasing old beliefs that no longer help you on your growth pattern, your growth trajectory, you see. And when I talk about beliefs, I want to bring up the Hierophant, the fifth card of the tarot deck. If you're a tarot nerd like me, what you truly believe deep down in your subconscious is kind of what the Hierophant is all about, right? Traditions and beliefs and values. What is it that you value? And that might be something that you really dig deeper into and look at with no judgment during this lunar eclipse. Our values come from our education, come from our social structures, come from the organizations that we've been a part of, come from our parents and our authority figures. And a lot of times we are handed beliefs that we're just handed to. We're born into them. We're given them, right? Think about religion versus spirituality. Think about traditions. That's what the Hierophant is all about, is tradition and values. But also we're given a really awesome opportunity to release beliefs and patterns and thoughts and habits and shit, self-hating inner talk that is no longer ours to keep, that is actually just weighing us down instead of brightening up our lives. So that's a really rad question to ask yourself during this lunar eclipse. If you only have one prompt that you think about, baby, sweet soul, what beliefs were you handed? What shit were you given? What were you born into that are no longer your burdens to carry? That is no longer vibing with your intuitive knowing of your worthiness and your badassery. Okay? Check it before you riggedy wreck it. The eclipse has potential, all eclipses, this eclipse more than anything, has potential to bring big revelations and aha moments. Like, oh, damn, I've been letting that rule my thought process. I've been letting that govern and make decisions for me. That belief is nasty, nasty boys. And I want to say goodbye to it. You can totally do that. And we've got some rituals that you can, you know, dig deeper into that, obviously. But I challenge you to reboot your personal priorities. What is it that you truly value? It might be something with work-life balance. It might be that you've been doing a job that just does not fill you emotionally, spiritually, D, all of the above. It might be that you want to completely change the path and trajectory of what it is that brings you money, honey, or that energetic exchange, right? And also within that, don't be afraid to plug into the powers of appreciating life's luxury. Because the bull is all about slow and steady wins the race, so that we can be present in the moment and do things for enjoyment, doing things for pleasure, doing things for ourselves because we deserve it and because we are worthy of it. Holla at your girl. So speaking of luxury, yes, yes, Miss Aphrodite, let's rock steady into some rituals. Because we begin to rock steady, steady rocking all night long. But one more thing, a little note I want to throw down about eclipses, right? A little note about working in eclipse energy. Here it is. Are you ready? Listen. Do you, boo. I have heard and seen so many different perspectives on whether you should or should not utilize the energy of an eclipse. And to that I say, stop shooting your pants, right? Magic, right? Making a genuine intentional change, to me, take what you need and leave the rest, is all about feeling into your intuition, your energy, your frequency, your vibration. And at the end of the day, baby, rituals are a very personalized practice of self-care. So as a witch, a woman intuitively taking care of herself, you always have the power and the potential and the pleasure, like we're talking Taurus here, and the pleasure to bend energy. So do what you will with your will. Answer to no one but yourself, goddess. And that's all I've got to say about that. So just a little note. Boom shakalaka shaka khan. Don't listen to anyone else, because that's what I see a lot of is, you should do this and you should do that and don't do this and don't put moon water because chaos energy. And there's chaos witches that thrive off of the energy of chaos. So do you all day, every day. And that's all I got to say. All right. As we know, full moons are for release and celebrate good times. Come on. And eclipses bring endings, which then bring new beginnings. You have to close the door to open a new one, right? Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings. And I know I've said this on this podcast before, but it is true, Pikachu. So a cool ritual that I plan on doing, and if you are as well, and you can always take rituals and change them to plug into your intuition, feel what you want to feel, do what you want to do. But a ritual that I know I will be doing, and please, if you want to reach out to me and let me know how this ritual went for you, I would love to hear from you, witches and wizards. Segway, I absolutely adore having people reach out and, hey, thanks for the podcast. Hey, dibby dap daps, kitty cat cat. On what it is you're doing. Thank you. I shared this to my brother. I shared this to my sister's uncle's baby's daddy's cousin. And I really love hearing from you. So please feel free to reach out. You can find me on Instagram. You can find the Magic is Messy Facebook group. I do energetic exchange donation-based tarot readings for every new moon and full moon. So those are a lot of fun. But, you know, find me. Let's connect. Let's do the deal, though, sis and bro. But the first ritual I have for you is the sensual ceremony. And with that, I would love for you to get comfortable. Taurus is all about comfort and luxury. So find that fuzzy blanket or light that favorite incense. Dab some essential oil on your pulse points. Listen to some mellow music. You know, find your favorite tea before you spill some to yourself. Turn down the lights. Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed. And get comfortable. Get comfortable with yourself. Maybe get naked with that fuzzy blanket. I'm not going to judge you, Judy. Burrito yourself in badassery and bold beauty, right? Aphrodite on lock. Grab a green or gold candle, or if you don't have those, white works too. Or, you know what? And honestly, any color with intention works. Intention is everything. Let me say that again. Intention is everything. 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 Begin to write down after you light this candle and just kind of simmer. Take some big deep breaths. Open up your chakra spaces, right? Become a channel of your divinity, right? Open that crown. Breathe into that throat. Open that third eye all the way down to your root. Open that sacral. Allow your solar plexus and your heart chakra to just start to vibrate and spin all at the same speed. You heard? Light the candle and begin to write down all of the old values, all of the old beliefs that you have potentially about finances, all of the fears about poverty, the lack mindset, the scarcity. What were you taught? What holds you back from being financial abundant? So writing down the things that actually stop you. What are the shit? What are the self-hating inner talk thoughts that go through your head when you think about starting a new business or becoming an entrepreneur or leaving the job that sucks you dry? What are the things that come up? And write those down so that we can release them for good. Find a pyrite crystal. Find a citrine crystal. Find a green aventurine crystal. All very cool, abundant stones. Taurus, Taurian style stones. Crystals for my crystal witches. And hold it after you get done like spilling your gutskies onto this paper about all of the old patterns, the remix about your old fears and beliefs and the things you were handed, right? The traditions, the social norms, you know, what were you taught that is no longer yours to carry? Visualize while holding your crystal abundance and prosperity and opportunity and love and cash money flowing to you. I mean, almost like knocking you over, flowing to you. Financial stability making its way easily and effortlessly to thee. I mean, feel it, taste it, see it. Be energetic exchange. And once you are finished filling yourself with these gorgeous, beautiful visuals, allowing yourself to truly be in the moment of financial stability and flow, I would love for you to, and challenge you to, and offer you to burn the paper of the old beliefs and patterns and habits and thought loops. And allow that smoke, watch that smoke dissipate and disperse and dissolve all of that from your life. And maybe if you want to, and incantations are rad. I love word. I love being a word witch. Spells are super powerful. That's why they call it spelling. I now release and gratefully let go anything that hinders my blank to grow. You can use money, you can use prosperity, you can use abundance. I now release and gratefully let go anything that hinders my prosperity to grow. Once you have completely burned that piece of paper, take those ashes and blow them away, bury them, put them in your money plant pot, do something with them, do something with those ashes. With maybe another incantation if you'd like to, with intention, the word that you used in the first one, I used prosperity. Prosperity now makes its way to me. By the power of three, I mote it be. Thank you, thank you, thank you. More, please. Gratitude is the attitude. That's the thing about Taurus. I myself am a Taurus. P.S. I'm a Taurus sun, and I love being a bull. I find beauty in all the things, everywhere, all the time. And being grateful for all of the things that you have brings those boomerangs, shoots out those badass boomerangs to bring more for you to be grateful for. So, there's that. All right, a couple more rituals that you can do as a tarot reader. I've been doing tarot for quite some time. One of my favorite spreads is the three-card spread. And I do it a little differently, right? No judgment, Judy. You do you. But I would love for you to imagine and visualize your goals and what steps you want to take. Or, you know, ask the deck, how do I get there? Type of a vibe, right? Visualize your goals and let the deck tell you how to get there. And then you throw down three cards. The first card is right now, where you're chilling. The second card would be what's coming up next, or what are you looking forward to? What's on the docket, or what to be aware of? And then always, always, the third card is your action step. What is it that you get to do to make it happen? Because that's the thing I know, is small action steps are like playing ping pong with the universe. You move, I move. You move, I move. And the universe can't move if you don't move, boo. Let's say that one more time. The universe can't move if you don't move, boo. So even small little steps, whether it be looking up a website URL of your dreams, or starting to make new jewelry, or something to yourself, do it solo. Don't just tell people about your idea, because that gives you a fake hit of dopamine. Do it silently. Do it by yourself. Do it on your own. Do it in solitude, because then it becomes just yours, your excitement, your expansion, your growth. Until you bring it to a point of pulling in a community and pulling in other people so that you can grow it to the next level. So what is your action step to make your goals into a reality? To make your dreams, you make my dreams come true. Yes, Hall & Oates, make your dreams come true. If you don't want to do that tarot reading, you have another one that you could throw down. The first card would be, what am I releasing with this full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus? What's completing? What am I graduating from? The second card would be, what am I pulling in, or what am I manifesting? And then, of course, as always, the third card is, what is my action step to move these forward? What do I get to do to work along with the powers of the universe? Yeah? So there's another one. The last ritual I have is for you to clear and charge a crystal to be your attraction talisman. Okay, so you could take the, like we were talking about, citrine is a really good crystal for bringing your dreams into a reality, a prosperity crystal. Pyrite, fool's gold, also a phenomenal manifestation stone. Or you could use green aventurine, which is pretty much like the equivalent of a four-leaf clover in crystal form. So just a couple ideas. Do you, if you want to do rose quartz for the heart chakra, that's cool too. You can do really whatever feels good to you. Okay, take what you need, leave the rest always, every time. But leave that crystal out in the lunar eclipse energy. Put it somewhere where it will soak up the energy and the potency of this lunar eclipse. And then you can either carry that with you, put it in your purse, put it in a pouch, put it in a spell jar, put it somewhere, or put it on your altar. And speaking of altar, I have a few correspondences for you. As I already mentioned, the Hierophant, the fifth card of the tarot, would be a good thing to put on your altar as you are releasing old vibrations, beliefs, and values and traditional things that you were handed and ushering in new thought patterns and habits. Also the Death card, right? Because yes, this full moon is in Taurus, but we're also simmering still in the sun season of Scorpio, the one with a little sting. And Death is the card for Scorpio. And the Death card truly symbolizes death into rebirth, transformation, transmutation, alchemy, taking something and changing it into something else. So the Death card, number 13 of the tarot, would also be a nice one to put on your altar. The Crystals of Abundance, if you'd like to, make a crystal grid. Those are always cool, especially during an eclipse. As always, take what you need, leave the rest. If you don't want to work with eclipse energy, you don't have to. A money bowl might be nice to put on your altar. Maybe some coins, rings, trinkets, jewelry. Or shit, dollar dollar bills, y'all. Make it rain on your altar. Maybe writing down some affirmations. A money plant would be nice. Writing down an affirmation and sticking it in the soil of your money plant. I am financially free and abundance makes its way easily to me. And put that somewhere on your altar or in your purse or in your money plant, whatever that may be. A vision board. A vision board would be great to put on your altar. And by vision board, I mean maybe like pictures of luxury and a lavish lifestyle. You know, the cabin that you want or the vacation that you're willing to take to Hawaii or Greece, right? Santorini is super sweet and I can't wait to go someday. But also on top of that, when you're doing a vision board for financial abundance, maybe putting on your altar a charitable contribution that you plan to make. When you receive all of this, how are you going to share it and serve with it? How are you going to give it back to the universe as well, right? Because what you give is what you receive. You only get what you give. So where are you going to be contributing charitably as well when all of this financial abundance and flow starts to make its way into your life? You could use cinnamon, maybe some cinnamon sticks in or on your altar, in your wallet, in your purse, in your pocketbook to draw in money that way, to draw in more energetic exchange frequency. Or you can do wine, apples, honey, right? Aphrodite loves apples. Or you can leave them for whatever deity it is that you are currently working with, right? Deities and goddesses and gods and ancestors, as we're looking at the veil is thin, leave something for your ancestors and say thank you for the beliefs and thank you for the tight pocketbook and thank you for the mindset, right, that you gave me that was handed down that you're never going to see money again or you're never going to have enough. Thank you for that because it's gotten me to where I am now. And also thank you for allowing me and helping me to release that because I'm no longer in that vibration, in that frequency. Leave something to your ancestors, especially during Samhain. Or leave some wine or a dumb supper for your ancestors and your lineage. That might be a good one as well. Set yourself up for the celebration of Samhain. What I really just want to say, you know, this energy is going to be crazy. But if anything, do something for yourself. Take a bath, sip some wine, simmer in the ideas of transformation and celebration. Give yourself some dibbity-dap-daps for what it is that you have created and brought to fruition. Do some reflecting on what was going on in November 2021 that we started this eclipse series. What is it that you wanted to do and be and have and create? And how have you brought that to yourself? And if you have not, what's getting in your way? Because now is the final, see you later, I'm done with all of that, boom, bat, bat, bat. But also, sweet soul, whatever it is that you do is meant for you. So feel your way into it. Allow yourself to simmer into your own energy and don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to release and let go. That is all I have for you, sisters and misters, witches and wizards. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can do that by writing me a review. You can do that by subscribing and following on social media channels. You can do that by answering the Spotify question of what did you think about this episode? I love getting those because then I can publish those and other people can see what you think about this episode. You can check out the website. I make a lot of malas. Hala, I make malas. They are moon infused. They are Reiki infused. They are energetically and intuitively made. So check out what I have already on the website, or if you're in the mood for a custom creation, I love doing those as well. I just made one for a pregnant mama that wanted to hold a mala in the labor room, and we actually made them the colors and the vibrations of the new baby's room, so then she gets to hang that mala above the crib and always have those intentions around her new baby girl. Like, that one hit me in the feels for reals. You can book a tarot reading. As I already mentioned in this podcast, I adore tarot. I think it's such a phenomenal tool to utilize for action steps, for, you know, kind of getting you out of your own way, because tarot isn't about telling you your future. It is truly, to me, take what you need, leave the rest, all about showing you what your future can be and giving you action steps to take or not, your choice, in which to make that come to fruition. So you can book a tarot reading. I do live virtual tarot readings, or I do emailed tarot readings that show up right in your inbox that you can watch whenever you want. If you're in the Minneapolis area, I have live in-person circles of sisterhood and ritual that you can plug into. I'm doing one for the Day of the Dead. I'm doing one for the new moon of Scorpio. So we've got a lot of those options if you're in the Minnesota, Minneapolis area and you want to come check that out as well. Whatever it is that you do, again, I want to thank you for supporting, for subscribing, for sharing. Send this podcast to someone that might need a little witchy badassery in their lives. Once again, sisters and misters, I send you my gratitude from the depths of my heart. And I look forward to seeing you very, very soon for the next new moon.